Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Cheryl Spencer. I'm a library associate in the Special Collections area of Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University. I will be reading about Mamie Wynn Cox. Born in Huntsville, Texas, Mamie Wynn was the daughter of John Magruder and Mary DeBerry Adair Wynn. She was educated in the public schools of Huntsville and Navasota. She received her higher education from Sam Houston State Teachers College and Woodrow School of Expression, Dallas, Texas. She also studied in Baltimore, Maryland. She married William D. Cox in 1886. They had one son, William Adair Cox. Mamie Wynn Cox taught in Temple, Texas high schools for a while. She was a very prolific writer. It has been said she inherited much of her writing ability from her mother, Mrs. Mary DeBerry Adair Wynn, who was poet laureate of the United Daughters of the Confederacy for 2 years. She was also author of an unpublished volume of poems called A Confederacy Rosary. Mamie Wynn Cox was very active in historical and patriotic organizations. She was awarded a Silver Bowl by the United Daughters of the Confederacy for Historical Research in 1939. Her story, Where the Raven Came to Rest, won a Gold Medal Award from the Texas Woman's Press Association in 1931. She was author of The Romantic Flags of Texas. This book was used by Selznick International Studios for research in producing the movie Gone with the Wind. Mrs. Cox wrote a daily article for many years in the Temple Daily Telegram. She became well known for her daily feature, Through My Study Window. She also worked as a court reporter, editorial writer, and society editor for several area newspapers. Other books by Mrs. Cox include A Love Story of Mineral Wells, The History of the First 20 Years of the Sam Houston State Normal Institute, and Historical Huntsville. Many of these books are on display at the Gibbs Powell House. Mrs. Cox was a member of the Texas Woman's Press Association, Texas Folklore Society, Daughters of the Republic of Texas, Daughters of the American Revolution, Dallas Writers Club, and many literary and press organizations. Mrs. Cox died in 1955 at her home in Dallas. She was buried in the Laurel Land Memorial Park, Dallas, Texas.
Originally published in the Huntsville Item, reproduced here with permission of the publisher.